Russian forces getting closer. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Fears are growing in Ukraine's capital that the city could be overtaken in a matter of days.
Well, across the past day, we've seen an increase in shelling around where we are in Kyiv. The sense that they really are moving towards the capital city now. Some people saying that it could happen an assault far sooner than people had previously thought. So we're waiting for that. Big explosions across the country, from the north to the east to the south. This is humanitarian aid struggles to get to the places it's needed, and people struggle to get out. Meanwhile, in the city of Sumy, shortly before a humanitarian convoy managed to get out about 3,500 people, 21 civilians were killed in a single attack on the city. Rescuers desperately trying to find survivors there in the rubble of, in the city of Kharkiv. Similar scenes as 27 civilians were killed.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kyiv this morning. The U.S. and Britain announced a new round of sanctions against Russia, banning Russian oil and gas imports. Billions of dollars in aid for Ukraine is part of a new spending bill now before lawmakers.
I'm really pleased we're including a robust aid package that will keep, that will help the people of Ukraine. There is a large chunk of it is humanitarian relief.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the emergency spending plan is also expected to include billions for COVID relief and testing. A woman with dual Russian and U.S. citizenship who founded what federal prosecutors call a Russian propaganda center in New York City has been charged with conspiring to act as an agent of a foreign government without notifying the attorney general, among other charges. Federal prosecutors say Alana Branson, who left the U.S. for Russia after September 2020 and remains on the run, is accused of corresponding directly with President Putin as he carried out what they called an aggressive propaganda campaign. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A Guantanamo Bay prisoner is sent home.
Mohammed Ahmad Al-Qahtani is back in Saudi Arabia. The Department of Defense says he was flown home for a psychiatric treatment. This after the Biden administration drops a legal fight started under former President Trump contesting the move to send him there. Ohio Congressman Mike Turner speaking to Fox News.
I think this administration and certainly the Obama administration has been very reckless in their release of individuals that are held at Guantanamo.
He's accused of being the possible 20th hijacker in the 9/11 attacks.
Fox's CJ Papa. Guantanamo now houses 38 prisoners. Half of them have been approved for repatriation or resettlement by the review board. A judge has dismissed the lawsuit brought by Virginia Giuffre against Prince Andrew. Giuffre had accused Andrew of sexually assaulting her when she was 17. Andrew had strongly denied Giuffre's allegation that he sexually assaulted her while she traveled with Jeffrey Epstein in 2001. Both sides have agreed to a settlement where the prince would donate to Giuffre's charity in support of victims' rights and declare that he never meant to malign her character. The WHO has yet again updated its guidelines for COVID booster shots.
The United Nations Health Agency last year recommended against boosters, calling them unnecessary and a drain on worldwide vaccine supply. In January, the position shifted to give boosters once the most vulnerable people get shots in countries with an adequate supply. And now the WHO in a statement is strongly supporting urgent and broad access to booster doses to fight the Omicron coronavirus variant. The recommendation comes from an 18-member advisory group focused on variants like Omicron. Studies have proven that vaccine booster doses help re-strengthen immunity and protect against serious disease. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Teachers in Minneapolis are on strike after failing to reach an agreement on a new contract. The sticking points, wages, class sizes, and mental health support for students. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.